it's time for Living Thunder. Hey, I want to welcome everybody to Living Thunder. This is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we have an awesome lineup of Christian contemporary, Christian rock, and we're going to get the Word of God out to you to build your life on. And also, wanted to let you know that you can also listen to Living Thunder not only on Sunday morning from 8 to 10, but you can go to WPXE1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand any time of the week. So, right now, we're going to kick this morning off with one by new song. It's a song called Church People.
Big city, small town, hands held high, the walls fall down. If your heart's on fire, if it's changed your life, let the whole world know it's time to testify. So come on, come on, come on, come on, tell me. Come on, come on, let me ask you this. Church people, church people, hey, yeah. Hold your hands up high, it's a matter of fact. If you love my Jesus, then you won't hold back. Tell me right now where my church people at. If it changed like me, know there's power in the blood, it'll set you free. So come on, come on, come on, come on, tell me.
Church people, where you at? Hold your hands up high like it's a matter of fact. If you love my Jesus, then you won't hold back. Tell me right now where my church people at.
It's people like you and people like me. We've been set free, forever saved and forever changed. It's who we are, unashamed. It's people like you and people like me. We can't believe that we've been set free.
Kicking this morning off with one by new song. A song called Church People. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors. And they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30 and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30 with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, we're going to keep the music going. Going to give you one by 10th Avenue North, and it's a song called All Shall Be Well.
I know the hurt is heavy. I know the road is long. a stone. But we can carry each other, wash the midnight past. Oh, we will see the kingdom come, coming at last. And we will sing, all shall be, all shall be.
Scars, there's an ache in my heart. some faith, but today you can know without question. Believe in the power of Jesus' name, and you'll go into heaven.
That's one by Phil Wickham, a song called Homesick for Heaven. You know, guys, it's all about anticipating and honestly desiring to be with your Lord and Savior. You know, when we shall be made perfect in His sight, where we receive our new body, to be with Him where there is no pain or no sorrow, no sickness, where the Father and the Son are the light, where anything that you can imagine or see that's on this earth would be magnified that much better in heaven by millions in your imagination. You know, but to be homesick for heaven, first you have to know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Otherwise, you're not going to desire to want to be there. But you see, if we are made new in Christ Jesus and we're His child, well, our desire is to be with Him. But until He comes to get us, or we would pass from this earth, well, it's all about living a life of obedience then to Him because of what He has done for us, so that we can draw closer to Him and He can draw closer to us, to live that life of worship for Him so that He is glorified by the way we live. There is no better thing, no better way, no better experience than to experience the love that came from the Father through Jesus Christ. The amazing gift of salvation. Something that can't be earned. Something that's free, and all you have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved. What an amazing God that we have. Right now we got one by Aware Worship. It's a song called So Glad You're Here.
Struggles, Jesus, you lead us to hope. Surrounded by you, our strength is renewed. So glad you're here. Yeah. And we will
Sometimes I feel like I just keep pretending, and I'm slowly going out of my mind. And I feel like you could be the one who would catch me when my wings won't fly. Would you lift me up? Would you lift me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much? Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. When I'm breaking down, running low. Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of. And lift me up. I've been acting like a brave heart. I've been playing all their favorite parts, but it's been heavy on my bones. It's been weary. Wanna feel
me up when the world gets cold and it's all too much. Sometimes I need somebody to remind me what I'm made of.
Little bit of blessing offer there for you. A song called Lift Me Up. A song that truly reminds us, you know, every one of us, you know, kind of go through highs and lows of life. But sometimes, you know, in a chaotic world, sometimes it can really bring people down. And so we are to walk alongside our brothers and sisters and walk through those times with them and lift them up in prayer so that the Lord could give them peace. You know, do you know that even in days of chaos, that we can have peace to carry us through? You see, if we are born in the Spirit of God, made new and whole, we know that the one true God is in control, the only one who reigns now and forevermore. And so, we can do, as Psalms 33:21 says, in Him our hearts rejoice. So we rejoice because, well, we know that He's in control. For we trust in His holy name. It's about placing our faith alone in Christ Jesus, trusting Him with our whole being. You see, when we trust His holy name, it's then that our hearts will rejoice. Romans 15:13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is God's promise that we are His. You see, He anoints us with the Holy Spirit, and that tells us that we are His. What an awesome God that we have. Psalms 62:6 says, well, it says, He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, where I will not be shaken. So you see, Psalm 62 describes what it means to be His child. You know that He alone is your rock, that He is your salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. When He is our rock, our salvation, well, it's in Him where we will be, where we will not be shaken. Because there's a reason for that. God will give us peace to carry us through. We have a rest for our soul when we are made new in Christ Jesus. And you see, as we live our life, He will give us protection. He will be our strength, so that we can do His plan that's laid out for us. And you see, He will give us the desire to be obedient to Him to do that. He will empower us to go and do His will until we meet Him face to face. You see, when He is finished with the plan that He has in place for us, it's then that we'll be going home. Because you see, we're just passing through this world. This is not our home. Our home is the final destination to New Jerusalem come down out of heaven. What an awesome God that we have to know in this moment as we live our life that, well, God is in control. And because we know that He is in control, we have a peace beyond understanding. And it comes through the Holy Spirit that guides and directs our life in the path of righteousness. It leads us into our next song. It's by Covenant Worship. And it's a song called God is in Control. Do you know that if we, well, if you are redeemed and made new in Jesus' name, that you are no longer a slave to sin? You see, it's through Jesus Christ that we are set free. And it was by his blood that was poured out for our sin. Well, that our sin was pardoned. And we are no longer, well, bound by that sin. Because we're freed in Jesus' name. You see, Jesus poured out his blood for the forgiveness of sin. He rose from the grave conquering sin and death so that we could be freed to have new life, to have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven. Romans 6:6 says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. You see, when we come unto Christ Jesus and we ask him to forgive us of our sin, asking him to be Lord and Savior of our life, we see we are placing our old sinful ways on the cross to be crucified. It says, we know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power. By giving that all over to Christ Jesus, you see, he paid that price about 2,000 years ago upon the cross. And when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, our old sinful selves crucified with Christ. There's a reason for that, that sin might lose its power in our lives. Because you see, we are to leave our old sinful life behind and focus on our new life in him. And when we do this, we are no longer slave to sin, but we are freed in Jesus' name to go and live for him, to love for him, to share his message, to share his hope. Galatians 4:7 says, now you are no longer a slave, but God's own child. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, made that possible for us to be God's own child. And since you are his child, God has made you his heir. His promise is that we will be with him for all eternity. His promises still stand today. And his promise is that we are his. And the first installment of this is being anointed with the Holy Spirit when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of our life. It's then that we are no longer slave to sin, but we are God's own child in that very moment. What an awesome God that we have. It leads us in our next song. It's by Jonathan David and Melissa Hessler. And it's a song called No Longer Slaves.
You unravel me with a melody. You surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again to a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I am a child of God.
are gathered in his name. He is here. He is here. To anyone who calls out from a desperate place, he is near. Oh, he is near. And oh, reach out and touch him. And oh, he's doing something. I can feel Jesus in the room. I can feel Jesus in the room. There is freedom in his presence. There is healing in his hands. The Lord is here right now, and he wants to move. I can feel Jesus. Jesus in the room. I can feel Jesus. Changing like a holy wind. He is here. Oh, he is here. The living water's flowing. His love's drowning out every fear. Oh, every fear. And oh, reach out and touch him.
Worthy is he.
a little bit of Bethel music. And Brian Johnson helping him out on that song. A song called He Has Done Great Things. And you know, guys, when we just stop and think about what Christ Jesus came and done the Father's will, but it was all because of love for his masterpiece, his creation, who was all of us. But his masterpiece had turned their backs on him. And God's master plan of giving his one and only Son to come into this world, God in flesh, to pour out his blood, to lay down his life upon the cross, so that his prized masterpiece could be saved. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that we, his masterpiece, could have a way to be with him once again. What an awesome God that we have, a God that showed such an amazing love. Love poured out on that cross for you and I. A love that changes every aspect of our life, the way we think and the way we act. So you see, since Jesus, well, everything's changed. Because now we can experience his love. We can experience his forgiveness. We can experience his amazing grace. We can experience his mercy. And we can experience the power of the living God living within us, because it's the Holy Spirit that lives within us now, those who are in Christ Jesus. And it's about tapping into that power. And when we tap into the power of God through the Holy Spirit, it's when we see amazing things take place. You see, since Jesus, everything has changed, because now we have a hope for all eternity. It leads us in our next song. It's by Ben Fuller. It's a song called Since Jesus.
I thought that it'd be easy, but you never promised that. Following your footsteps is a lonely, narrow path. Didn't know when I called your name, some things would have to die. There's something about this gospel that sure messed up my life. I ain't ever been the same. Hasn't changed since Jesus. He wrecked the plans of this broken man and turned the heart of stone to pieces. I ain't ever been the same. I ain't ever been the same since Jesus.
Only Jesus can change your life forever. Right now, Brandon Lake, Daddy's DNA.
I thought the world had something special I was missing. My daddy told me not to chase it, didn't listen. I fell down hell a mile a minute before I knew it, I was living in a pigsty, a long, long way from home. I went running like a rebel, racked up debts I couldn't pay. I went dancing with the devil, one foot in the grave. How the heaven did I get here when it threw it all away? All I've given you was trouble, all you've given me was grace. And the freedom I was chasing felt like prison. Lord, I've done so many things, wish I didn't. After all the risky business, could I ever be forgiven? I'm afraid to even ask to come back home. Cause I went running like a rebel, racked up debts I couldn't pay. I went dancing with the devil, one foot in the grave. And how the heaven did I get here when it threw it all away? All I've given you is trouble, all you've given me is grace. Sobered up, came back to my senses. I was too far gone to make up all the distance. I gambled all that I'd been given. I was broke, alone, and wishing that I could turn around and go back home. When I heard the sound, footsteps down the road, and you came running like a rebel, paid off debts I couldn't pay. And you went dancing with the devil, sent that liar to his grave. How the heaven did I get in, where every sin has been erased? All I've given you is trouble, and all you've given me is grace. And there was something in the marrow, always coursing through my veins, but buried deep. Is my daddy's DNA.
You know, when he formed us in the womb, he planted eternity in our hearts so that we would want to know who our Lord and Savior is, who our Creator is. He planted his DNA within us so that we would want to have that void filled in our life. You see, that void is never filled until we know our Lord and Savior. When we come to our Creator And that void is filled with the Holy Spirit. You see, you can go buy anything you want in this world, to try and do anything in this world that you can try to fill that void. But you know what? It'll never happen until you come unto your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to know your Creator, Sustainer, and Deliverer, to be anointed with the Holy Spirit, is when that void is filled. Because it's then that you're filled with a joy that's deep within your soul. You're filled with a love, given a love that, well, it's beyond comprehension. You're filled with the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you in the path of righteousness that leads to the Father. And guys, I'm sure you know somebody that doesn't have that walk with Christ. Maybe even it's your son or your daughter. But you know, we are never to cease praying for the ones that surround us, whether it's a family member, whether it's a neighbor, or whether maybe even it's a friend that you work with or that you go to church with. You see, we are to draw people into Christ by being a vessel. It's the Holy Spirit that moves within us and through us that draws those people then unto our Father through Christ Jesus, by hearing the word, the truth. Because you see, if we don't speak the truth, if we actually don't get in, if we don't dig into God's holy and living word and allow ourselves to be fed, then how can we go and speak the truth in love? And if we don't go and speak the truth in love, how do you expect the Holy Spirit to use us to draw people unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Because you see, it's by hearing the truth that we understand that we are sinning against God, that we need to be made new and made whole. And that only happens by having a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So you see, it's about staying in tune with our Lord and Savior and praying. Which leads us into our next song. It's by Sons of Sunday. And it's a song called Pray Mama.
Past the corner store and the midnight lane, you can feel the Spirit moving like a hurricane. There's a little church on the edge of town. Down Highway 5, when you're driving by, you can hear the sound.
Pray through the midnight hour. Hey, devil, better
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to 104.1 WPXZ in Punxsutawney, and this is Living Thunder, where the music has a message for all ages. And right now, we got one from Blanca. It's a song called Are You Ready? Guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. And Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Gavode Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. And Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. So right now, I'm going to give you one by Maverick City. It's a song called Jireh.
Verse from Houston, come on.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down.
Come on.
It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. Yes, I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Yeah.
So I wouldn't drown.
You know, guys, when we are His, we see and we experience His power within us, that as we live our life for Him, well, He gives blessings beyond, well, what we could ever imagine. And, you know, we don't always think of, you know, whenever we're helping somebody, that it's going to be more of a blessing for us than it would be for that person that we're lending a hand to or helping. But God works in mysterious ways that He blesses us through different things that we do to live that life of worship to Him so that He is glorified. 1 Chronicles 17:27 says it like this: "And now it has pleased you to bless the house of your servant so that it will continue forever before you. For when you grant a blessing, O Lord, it is an eternal blessing." You see, when He grants a blessing to each and every one of us, it's an eternal blessing. You know, when He blesses the house, we're talking about like our bodies. Like our body becomes the temple of God when we are made new in Christ Jesus. And so as He blesses your servant's house so that it will continue forever before you, He continues to bless so that as we continue to live for Him, well, He is glorified and set on high because we do it for His glory, not ours. But you see, living that life for Him, living that life of worship, that life of obedience to Him, it becomes a blessing within our life. Because you see, when we're living that life of obedience, well, we're not falling into the traps of sin. And there's one thing that He desires us to do, and that's to go and sin no more. Now, there is a couple reasons for that. It's to do it out of obedience for Him. But it's also because He doesn't want us to go through the pain of committing that sin. Because, you see, when we sin against God, there's consequences to pay for that sin. And some sin that we commit, well, creates more chaos than sometimes we would ever want to have in our life. And so He desires us not to fall into that trap of sin so that we can continue to receive blessing from Him. So that we can go and live a life to glorify Him. Jude 1:25 says, "To the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Christ Jesus our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore." You see, now and forevermore, He is the only God. He is our Savior. And we are to live a life of glory to Him because He is all majesty. He is all power. and he has all authority from age to age for all eternity, now and forevermore. So you see, it's not only living that life of worship now, but as we live this life of worship, it's preparing us for our worship later. So we see, we worship now and forevermore. Here on earth, we will, well, bring glory to his name. And then in heaven, it will just be about praising him and giving him all worship, because we're in his presence, experiencing his unimaginable power that surrounds us, a place where all is perfect, where there is rest for your soul, a peace beyond understanding. Because you see, when we come into his presence now and forevermore, the peace starts here on earth, but as we come into the kingdom of heaven, it's a peace for all eternity, because we're in the presence of the Father and his Son forevermore. Now and forevermore, his love is amazing. Now and forevermore, I am changed with the Spirit of God, the power of God living within me. Now and forevermore, you see, I am his today. And you see, you can say the same thing if you surrender it all to him. Because you see, it's all about having that walk with Jesus Christ. It's all about being made new, made whole in Jesus' name, to receive his amazing grace, to be anointed by the Holy Spirit by calling upon the name of Jesus Christ to be saved, asking him to forgive you of your sin, asking him to be Lord and Savior of your life. But not in that, not only in that moment, but now and forevermore, to go and proclaim him Lord and Savior of your life, and live your life for him, leaving your old life behind, focusing on your new life in him, now and forevermore. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Mosaic MSC, and it's a song called Now and Forevermore. You see, when we surrender all of our life to the only one who is holy, who is all authority, you see, we are saying he is Lord and Savior of our life, and that we are willing to take up our cross daily and follow him, putting our old life of sin behind and making Jesus first in all parts of our life. Matthew 10:38 says this, "If you refuse to take up your cross and follow me, you are not worthy of being mine." You see, he desires us to take up our cross, to follow him. But if you refuse to take up your cross and follow him, he says, you are not worthy of being mine. But in 16:24, he says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you want to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross, and follow me." So to take up your cross is to leave your old life behind. It says you must give up your own way, because it's about giving up your old way, which is your own way, and being obedient to God's plan for your life, to live each day for his glory, so that he is set on high. So in Galatians 2:20-21, it explains what it means to follow Christ Jesus. It says, "My old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So I live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not treat the grace of God as meaningless, for if keeping the law could make us right with God, then there would be no need for Christ to die." But you see, to be a follower of Christ Jesus, we have to know that it is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives within me. Our body becomes the temple of God, where the Holy Spirit dwells within us. So Christ now lives within us. So we live in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God. So we trust him with every part of our life, so that we can do his will, so that we can live that life of obedience to him. Obedience doesn't save us. It's the grace of God that we receive, salvation that comes through Christ Jesus, is a gift of God. After we receive that true cleansing, that anointing with the Holy Spirit, then it's about living that life of obedience so that we can draw closer to him and he can draw closer to us. It all comes down to surrendering every part of our life to Jesus, where we can be healed and set free from, well, the bondage of sin. Because you see, when the Son sets us free, we are free indeed. So we no longer live under the bondage of sin, but we live as God's children, putting that old life behind and focusing on our new life in him, knowing that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. It comes down to surrender. Surrendering every part of your being. Giving it all over to him and proclaiming him Lord and Savior of your life now and forevermore. My prayer is that you have done that and you're walking with Jesus today. But if you haven't, open your heart and open your life to Jesus. Experience what love really is. Experience the one true God, who is the God of love and who is a just God. And then allow him to speak life and truth into you so that you can go and be his hands and feet to share the message, so all can receive his love, his healing, his grace, his mercy. It leads us in our next song. It's a song by the Rent Walker Band. It's a song called "I Surrender."
All these nights guilty past I've held on to. I lay them down, I run to you. I surrender everything I am. I surrender my heart into your hands. My hope, my Lord, my life is yours. I surrender. I surrender all my dreams, all my doubts, the fear that fights.
My days were numbered, case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Your rap, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the last laugh. You thought this song was over. Set you straight and set me free, oh death. You are dead to me.
an army, doubt sees the sea, but faith says he's making a way through for me. Tomorrow is hidden, but yesterday he tells the story of how his love never fails. The story of how he never fails. I know that my God is strong and able to do what he said he would. He'll do what he said he would. Oh, my God can only be faithful. Jesus is just that good. You have been just you're not finished yet. Nothing is impossible if you promised it. When it looks like it's over, it's still not too late. There's no evidence that's louder than the empty grave. Supplies, he is just that good. Miracles before my eyes, he is just that good. Is he good all the time? Yes, he's just that good. He is just that good. He is just that good. Walls of shame are coming down. He is just that good.
Bit of John Reddick there for you, a song called Just That Good. You know, guys, sometimes we just have to stop and think about how good he really is to us. And you know, just because we go through low times of life doesn't mean that he isn't being good to us. Actually, it's probably in the lows of life that he is, well, just being that good to us, because it's in the lowest parts of our lives that we seek his face the most. It's whenever we draw closer to him and have that most intimate walk with him. And you see, sometimes in our humanness, we don't understand that. We want to get out of that situation fast. But, you know, when there's trials of life that come our way, you know, we should be praising him in those times and in the good times both. Because, you see, he's just that good to us that whenever we go through the lows of life, it helps us to seek his face more. And whenever we go through the highs of life, it reminds us of how he just continues to bless us and walk with us. So you see, we are to praise him in the good times and the bad times because he's just that good. Right now, we got one by Big Daddy Weave. Louder Than the Lies.
All my fear of future failure says I'll never measure up, never measure up. But all the pain I've caused, or every moment wasted, all the shame that I have carried says I'll always be unloved. Your love is louder than the lies, singing over me the melodies of life. And your grace calls me your own. It says that I'm your child. It sees what I'll become. Your love is louder than the lies.
Like my life depended on it. But if I'm honest, every time I try to control my fate, yeah, I hate how it left me. Stuck on empty, second guessing, always running, never resting, chasing temporary highs. And you've been the only one to make me feel like I can trust you, even when I lose my mind. If you say so, say so, I know it's okay to let go, let go. All my worries out the window, I know, I believe it if you say so.
Say so.
Possessing and playing, pretend like I'm Lopez. Can't deal with the stress. I burn out and break down when it's in my hands. I'm on my way to living in patience. It's night and day, the difference it makes is getting contagious. I'm slow with the pace, and I wanna pray and seeing the changes. Yeah, I think it's the proof I can trust you. If you say so, say so. I know it's okay to let go, let go. Say so, say so.
in the way, trying to do it my way. So many times that I struck out and you still love me the same. No matter the season or day, I'm with you no matter the place. I promise that I'll hold on, I'll go wherever if you say so, say so. I know it's okay to let go, let go. Time and time again, you hold steady when I'm shaking. You don't ever bend, even when you see me breaking. So I let go, let go, let go. If you say so, say so.
See, guys, when we surrender our lives to Christ Jesus, well, he becomes our peace, our joy, our strength. And you see, we have one that, well, as we live our life, we have one whom, well, we can lean on, because he is the only one who is, well, who has everlasting arms to lean on. He is Christ Jesus. In Deuteronomy 33:26-27, it says, "There is no one like the God of Israel. He rides across the heavens to help you, across the skies in majestic splendor. The eternal God is your refuge, and his everlasting arms are under you. He drives out the enemy before you. He cries out, destroy them. You see, he is our refuge. His arms are under us. Psalms 68:19 says, praise the Lord, praise God, our Savior. For each day he carries us in his arms. You see, he fights for us, well, each day, all day long. You see, the enemy wants to kill, steal, and destroy us. But when we are in the arms of Jesus, we have a victory because Jesus conquered sin and death. And when we are his child, we have that victory through Christ Jesus. So you see, guys, as we live this life, there is everlasting arms that you can lean on. Everlasting arms that will carry you through. Because each day, he does that for his children. It's the arms of Jesus. It leads us into our next song. It's by Seventh Time Down. And it's a song called Lean On. It's about leaning on Jesus, his everlasting arms, one who will never leave you nor abandon you.
I know just how you feel when you're too tired to stand up. I know just how you feel. I know it's hard to believe when you wanna give up. I know just how you feel. You can leave.
Maybe today you don't understand what it's like to lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus. I'm here to tell you today that you can have rest for your soul. You can have a peace to carry you through. You can have a rock to build your life on. You can have an eternal hope knowing you will, well, be with him for all eternity. You see, it's only through Jesus that we have new life and have an eternal hope. John 14:6 says, Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. You see, there is only one way to come into the kingdom of heaven. It's through Christ Jesus. He paid it all so that we could have new life in him, so that we could once again have that walk with the Father, so that we can have one to build our life upon. Psalms 18:2 says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my Savior. My God is my rock in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. So guys, knowing that he is your rock, when you are his, he is your rock, and it's him that you can find protection, that he is your shield, he is your place of safety. So don't let the world pull you down, because you have the rock on which you can build a life that lasts for all eternity. Psalm 73:26 says, my health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. You see, we are his forever. If you have been made new in the name of Jesus Christ, you are his forever. Guys, if you believe this today, then join me in sharing how Jesus is the only way, that he is life, that he is truth. And through him, it's the only way that we can be healed and made whole from the bondage of sin. If you believe that today, then be the hands and feet of Jesus. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's sung by Pat Barrett. It's a song called The Way.
Through every battle, through every heartbreak, through every circumstance, I believe that you are my fortress. Oh, you are my portion. You are my hiding place. Oh, I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
The truth, the light.
If you believe today that Jesus is the only way to come into the kingdom of heaven, that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through him, then go and share it with the world. It's all about living for Jesus. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell. And I want to remind you that you can go anytime during the week on demand to WPXZ1041FM.com. Click on the Living Thunder program, and you can listen to us at any time. Have a great day, and I'll see you next week.